roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, we welcome Lauren to the show. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My boyfriend, Jeremy.
Okay, and how long have you guys been together?
So it'll be 6 years in January.
Wow. Yeah. And so I'm assuming he's already proposed. He's building you a house at this point, then...
Yeah, I wish.
Okay, so why are we putting Jeremy to the test today, other than the fact that you've been dating 6 years and he hasn't put a ring on it yet?
So he's kind of been acting a little weird when it comes to his phone lately, and I've noticed he's been getting a lot of texts when we're together, and, you know, not during normal hours. So, like, for example, say we're sleeping in bed and his phone will go off around, like, 11:30, midnight, and usually I just pretend like I'm sleeping, but I'm not.
Okay, so he probably doesn't know at this point that you know that he's getting these texts.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a Friday night where we stayed in and we were both up, and I was like, who's this texting you? You know, it's midnight. And he goes, it's the guys from work. They're trying to get me to join, you know, one of those fantasy football leagues.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, most fantasy leagues are having draft parties like right now. Like, it is preseason.
I mean, yeah, but it's more than just texting. Like, he's been acting way too sketchy lately.
Kind of like he's hiding something?
Possibly.
Okay. So it sounds like your women's intuition radar is going into overdrive here. So let's run some more of the roses on him. What we'll do is we'll offer him a dozen roses. He can send anybody he wants. And you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we do this, are you okay with all this being on the air?
You said it has to be, right?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be. I mean, if you don't want to put it on the air, then we just won't go through with it. That's all. I mean, I don't want you to feel like you're being forced to do any of this. That's why we ask you ahead of time.
No, I get it. Yeah, you guys can do it.
Okay, great. Hold on a second. Dialing at random.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm calling to speak with Jeremy, please.
Yeah, this is Jeremy.
Good morning, Jeremy. I'm Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. So listen, I was calling to let you know that we started this brand new promotion this year. We try to reward our customers, and every month we've been drawing a bunch of names to win prizes. So here's the great news. This month, you're one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. What did I win?
Do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about your prize?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what we're doing every month is giving away different little prizes or things, like tokens to say thank you. And so this month, the prize is flowers. So you won a beautiful bouquet of red roses. And I'm calling because a lot of the guys who have won this prize obviously didn't really want the flowers for themselves, but I have asked them, you know, would you like us to send them to your wives, your girlfriends instead, which I'm more than happy to do. So did you want us to send you the flowers, or did you want us to send them to your wife or girlfriend?
You can just send them to me, I guess. That's fine.
And the flowers come with a little card that we have printed out ahead of time. So if you decide to give them to somebody, it's going to look like you planned ahead, which is really, you know, it's a nice touch. So is there any name you like us to put on the card for you?
No, you can just send it blank if you want. I'll fill it out when it gets here.
Okay, no problem. So we're sending the flowers to you and you want the card to be left blank.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, great. Just make sure if you give these flowers to somebody that they're special. Because, again, they're gorgeous. Don't go giving them to, like, the mailman or your sweet granny or something.
Oh, I won't.
Did you have someone in mind that you think deserves them? I'm always curious.
I got a few people, yeah.
Oh, a few people. So it seems like you're a man with a lot of options.
You could say that.
Well, like I said, we could fill out the card ahead of time for you if you want. It could save you some time just trying to be helpful.
Nah, that's okay. You can send it the way it is. That's fine.
Okay, well, we already have your address on file, so you should expect to receive these roses like sometime in the next 2 weeks, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
and thanks for being a loyal customer. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. So, Lauren, what did you take out of that?
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
I kind of feel like he knew it was a setup.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like he either, you know, he's heard of War of the Roses before, or he just knew that we were kind of setting him up. I don't know.
Lauren, has he heard us do this before?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. See, I feel like he didn't know, but he was, like, keeping his options open.
I don't know. No, I feel like he could tell what was going on.
You want to do a quick poll?
Sure.
Okay. So if you just heard all of this, I'm curious what you thought as a listener. Either he knew what all this was and he outsmarted us, or he had no idea, but he's keeping his options open on who he's giving the flowers to. Or maybe you have a completely different theory altogether. Text us what you think at 757-104.